Following the Roman conquest and throughout the first half of the 2nd century BC, the area witnessed many important developments, the most significant being the laying of the consular road from Reggio Calabria to Capua and the laying of the Via Appia towards Rome. An anonymous ancient inscription known as the Elogium of Polla confirms Viam fecei ab Regio ad Capuam. Much of the ancient consular road has been preserved, intersecting a close modern-day net of small streets and bridle ways. Indeed, little has changed since the original road network was plotted by Roman land surveyors pursuant to Gracchi's land reform legislation. The official division of the area into clearly identified land parcels, centurie, also led to the building of a large number of villas, many of which have recently been brought back to light. One of these villas, a large complex in the vicinity of Auletta, is protected by the peaks of the Alburni Mountains to the south and surrounded by verdant olive groves. Originally composed of a central set of service areas, probably storerooms, arranged around a small courtyard, as from circa 70 BC, a new courtyard and upper floor were added to the complex, and a luxurious apartment with mosaic floored halls opening onto a peristyle was built to the south. The production of olive oil seems to have been the villa's primary activity, as three large communicating rooms and several ground floor storerooms were clearly dedicated to the processing of olives and the storage of olive oil. Not far from the villa, a little further along the road to Caggiano, stands the funeral monument of Gresia Terzia, a tomb similar in shape and style to the tomb of Garlands at the gate of Herculaneum in Pompeii. Probably dating back, as does the tomb of Garlands, to circa 40 BC, this tomb was built by Gresia Terzia for her husband Quintus Insteius Cimbris, a member of one of the most important families of the Magistrates in Volcei. The sumptuousness of the architectural decoration of the tomb and the magnificence of the mosaic of the villa are indicative of the vast wealth accumulated by local landowners in the Republican age. Indeed, documentary evidence proves that the family of the Instei, whose members included a number of senators in the imperial age, owned properties in Auletta and Caggiano, but also in Polla.